Part 1. Born Across the Sea. Chapter 1. When Christ Crossed the Atlantic. Tituba had seen more than most. An enslaved woman purchased in Barbados and perhaps originally from South America, she found herself in the middle of an uproar in the small colonial village of Salem, Massachusetts. Her owner, Samuel Parris, was born in England and ventured to the New World as a boy. After Harvard, he became a cantankerous Puritan minister who complained as much about his lack of firewood as he did about the sins of the world. In the early 1690s, he seemed obsessed with the devil. "There are devils as well as saints in Christ's church," Parris exclaimed in one sermon. Then he located evil in the heart of their community. "If ever there were witches, men and women in covenant with the devil, here are multitudes in New England. Now hundreds are discovered in one shire." Tituba was terrified when the devil first appeared to her, or at least that is what she told the court in 1692 when summoned to speak. He demanded that she worship him and instructed her to hurt the children of the village. After pinching her skin and pulling her hair, he tempted her with pretty things. When the court asked her who the devil was now using to harm Salem's children, the Indian slave who possessed so much spiritual sight cried out, "I am blind now. I cannot see." There was nothing out of the ordinary for Tituba, or for any Native American, slave or Puritan, to claim to perceive sacred forces working around them. Colonists lived in an enchanted world, where lightning, rainbows, and bumps in the night could be rendered as acts of God or designs of the devil. What was strange in